Hachette Audio presents Long Upon the Land, written and read by Margaret Marin.
Here's to the ladies with whom I lunch and who know more about Colleton County than I do. Claudia O'Hale, Belle Allen, and Mary Nell Ferguson. 1943. She first notices him because he always sits at a table off to the side of the USO Club, and he usually sits alone. For some reason, he reminds her of her father, the only person in Dobbs that she misses. Not her mother, not the friends she'd gone to school with, and certainly not the boys who joined up as soon as they turned 18 and who think she is counting the days till they return. Keep up their morale, the posters urge. And to do her part, she writes weekly letters that give them news from whom, yet promise nothing, no matter what they might think. If they survive the war, and one has already died in the Battle of Corregidor, they will come back and become doctors, lawyers, or bankers like their fathers before them. They will be good men, pillars of the community, and they will live in big houses and buy their wives fur coats or take them to Europe every 3 or 4 years, once things settle down over there. But she never plans to become one of those wives herself. Turn into her mother, devote her life to maintaining a perfect home, to keeping up appearances? No, no, no. She drops out of St. Mary's after one semester. It's a debutante school. So, says her mother, ever since Sue and Zell were toddlers, Mrs. Stevenson has dreamed of seeing her daughters make their debut.